Off the Ball.
Get all the best bits at newstalk.com/off the ball.
Newstalk 106 to 108.
I got the chance to sit down with Leo Cullen yesterday. There was a bit of an odd start to the interview, and just to put some context on that, I just want to bring you this bit of piece of audio. Leo Cullen's book came out in November 2011. I think it was called A Captain's Tale, How Leinster Won the Heineken Cup. He came in to do an interview here on News Talk about the book. We ended up bringing up a fairly tricky subject, which is addressed in the book, a bit of a nasty injury. Have a listen.
Whatever way I tackle him front on, and as he was coming down and going to ground, his like legs were still kind of motoring, you know, and just whatever way he caught me at the worst time, you know, as I'm hitting the ground, he just tore my sack right open. And
but you didn't know this for a couple of minutes.
I just remember, like, I just thought I got kicked in the balls, and obviously most men have had that sensation. It's pretty unenjoyable. So play went on, and I went down like on one knee. I was like, oh, the pain of that, like, and it felt like burning, you know. It was someone set fire to me almost. And play went on, and eventually that kind of play stopped down in the bottom corner, or well, back in R22, and one of their players actually back in backfield, and I just went down. I just literally opened up my, because I was wearing undershorts, like cycling shorts under my actual rugby shorts, and I just looked down, and you could see like a big slit, and then I was like, the actual one of my testicles was on the wrong side of my sack.
Winking and, back at you.
That's exactly what it was like. And it was funny, because it was like, oh my god, look at the state of this. Like, so I went to our physio. I was like, James, come over here and have a look at this. And he was like, oh, doc. So he got the doc over, and then I was there to the referee. I was there, listen, I've got blood, I'm gonna have to go get stitched. Because that stage was more like comical. It's not like, it was like, it's not the certainly not the sorest thing that's ever happened to me anyway.
Did you call the referee over for a look as well? Like, look, seriously.
It was on YouTube there at the time, and you see me obviously looking down into my shorts, and so I went in, kind of wandered off, and it was funny, because I was in the medical room, I don't know, probably for about half an hour, getting stitched up by our doc John Ryan, who had the unenviable task of stitching me back together. So I don't know, there was about 12 or 13 stitches, I think, in there, and it was a very strange sensation.
So that was obviously quite a memorable conversation, right?
Parental advisory maybe next time,
Jer. Maybe, yeah. That's 6 years ago. I haven't spoken to or been in the company of Leo Cullen since, ever, right? And so I was like, I wonder, well, I don't know. So I was going to think, was he going to remember any of this? Is this going to be? And he comes over and stares at me and shakes hands and then bursts out laughing and goes, last time I was talking to you, I was almost exclusively about my testicles. So that explains the slightly awkward bit at the start of this interview, and I just wanted to play that to remind everybody that it wasn't anything else untoward or whatever. So here's what happened when I sat down with Leo yesterday.
I didn't like the way that the first time you saw me, you just broke your shit laughing, and like the last time that you remember speaking to me was about your testicles. It's kind of awkward.
Everyone enjoys a bit of awkward, don't they? Pretty different times back then.
Yeah, they were, weren't they? That's the whole point. It's kind of been a fairly unbelievable acceleration in your career. And here we are, massive excitement ahead of a nearly sold out already Aviva. So, it's been a bit of a roller coaster the last 12 months, I suspect.
Yeah, no, it certainly has. Particularly when you think of, I suppose, the team that we're playing against. Finish playing the game, move upstairs, I suppose the best way of describing it, because that's exactly what happens. You go from being in the dressing room to upstairs, working very different hours. You know, you develop different relationships with, you know, the people you spend a lot of time with in that very dressing room. I suppose the way it's unfolded, obviously, to taking on the current role that I'm in, and obviously the first European experience I had in that role was against Wasps here in the RDS, and it was a pretty tough day for us. A day we'll live long in the memory, was a tough way to start off. And it was plenty of challenges last year coming back. Obviously, a lot of players at the World Cup and not having a pre-season with the group and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, we've well and truly moved on from that now. And you know, the season ended last year on a disappointing note. Obviously, after finishing top of the Guinness Pro 12 and having a good win in the semi-final against Ulster, but unfortunately losing away in Murrayfield in the final. You know, the players worked hard during the summer, coaches worked hard during the summer as well. We've had there's always a bit of change going on in the background. You know, I thought the way the players, attacked the season this year, very competitive, obviously, from day one of pre-season, I think, and, you know, they've worked hard behind the scenes on the training field, even off the training field as well. I think they've worked hard in terms of how they take care of themselves. And you know, the reason they do all that is to be involved in these big days, and it's nice the fact that we have spent this last number of months being able to play away while the Six Nations gone on, but in the back of everyone's minds that Wasps are coming, and we all know that we had a couple of very tough days against them last year. So it's nice to have had this to look forward to. Whereas, you know, if you wind back the clock this time last year, you know, we were focused on the Pro 12 and trying to finish as high as we possibly could. So it's like everyone that's involved in Leinster wants to be successful in Europe. So it's nice to have the game to look forward to, and the fact that it's at home in the Aviva, and the fact that there's already 45,000 tickets sold. Hopefully, we'll get pretty close to a full house.
What are you doing differently? What did you learn from last year?
It's, you know, the amount of time you have to devote to making sure that everyone understands what's going on. So it's the constant communication, it's the making no assumptions, you know, just working away at it. Like, there's no quick fix, but
are they the mistakes you have to go through that no one can actually, you can't read a manual for that? You have to make those mistakes and then go, okay, well, that was a mistake, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, there is a little bit of going through that, but that's just, I think, you know, one of the things that the players talk about a lot is in terms of self-improvement. So they all want to get better all the time, and I think that's us as coaches and the staff in general, it's something that we try to work on. So
it's harder for you though, you can't just go out and practice lineouts and go, right, I've got that down now. You kind of, you know, you're learning new things all the time, and sometimes until you actually try them out in the difficult environment, you don't know if they're going to work or not.
That's just the nature of sport though, and you know, obviously at the highest level, the higher level you go, the more pressure and more scrutiny that comes on with that. You know, watching the Six Nations over the last, what, 6-8 weeks, like the level of scrutiny that goes into the games and the performances, it's, you know, it's at a different level to have ever been before. So
you volunteered to get involved in that when you became a coach. I'm interested in why.
I ask myself the same question all the time, but I love it. I love the process. I love trying to figure it out. I love trying to figure out why, you know, why are we winning games, why are we not winning games, and then just try to get better, you know, get better at what we're doing. You know, a lot of the changes don't happen overnight. It's a gradual process, and you know, I think there's you know, you go in every day, like there's probably 100 things you could look to improve, but it's trying to prioritise which are the ones that need fixing first. I think for the most part guys are working hard, and I think the characteristics that the groups are showing is probably the thing that's most pleasing at the moment. And yeah, there's definitely things we can get better at, and it's, you know, you go through these periods now, it's like the reintegration process, and you know, we've seen some of those reintegration processes and how they've gone. The fact that, you know, this group of players were part of, you know, setting a standard how we want to play at the very start of the pre-season, which is, you know, probably something that we lacked last year, but, you know, we've talked about that plenty already, so.
Yeah. Did you have doubts last year in the middle of all that, or were you able to actually explain it away? Not explained away, but there was a rationale behind why the team wasn't playing as well as they are this year, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. You just have to try and think clearly when all the, through the malaise, I guess, that can take place at certain times.
That's hard.
It is hard, yeah. Especially with, like, you know, you're coaching a team that I grew up following. team they played for as well, like a team you want to do well. Like, a lot of my friends and family support this team as well, and you know, there's a constant pressure that comes with that, but it's beats getting a job is the way I look at it. So yeah, like, it's, you know, it's exciting. You know, we've a huge challenge coming up against Wasps, and you know, we just want to make sure we prepare as best we possibly can in the maybe the limited time that we have as well. So yeah, trying to get everyone up to speed. Some guys come back in, and obviously playing against Cardiff, and we'll see how they go.
I got a chance to talk to Graham Henry when he was over, and we talked to Stuart Lancaster on the show recently enough, and they both had setbacks in their careers as coaches and felt that they learned from them. Do you think last year felt a bit like that, and that actually that's kind of the acceleration of your learning curve? You know, obviously nobody wants to go through with the sackings that maybe they've gone through, but that actually you kind of do as a coach need to really be able to stand back and go, okay, perhaps what I've been doing this week was wrong and I need to change that really quickly.
Yeah, well, it is that expression. You learn more from your losses than you do from your victories. So, like, in theory, the guys at the bottom of the leagues should be the guys that know the most. But, oh, yeah, like, I talked to Graham Henry when he was here, and yeah, we spent a lot of time together during the 2 weeks, and you know, we talked a lot before he arrived here in terms of mapping out, you know, really in a lot of detail what we wanted out of that couple of weeks that he was here, and yeah, like, he's like been through it all, you know, both good and bad, some pretty tough times, and how you deal with that, and yes, you know, like, it's one thing, you know, I suppose trying to learn from someone else, but then, you know, nothing really can prepare you for when you're in it yourself, because, you know, how you react to the various different emotions that comes with the highs and the lows can be a challenge. But yeah, you try and learn as much as you can from some of these guys. And, you know, Stuart, when I talked to him, and when his name came up, and obviously when he came over first, we met on a Sunday, flew in for the day, and we spent a good bit of time together, and I just you know, you get a good sense that, you know, this is a guy that can really add value to what we're trying to do here at this moment in time. And yeah, it's like, Stuart's been fantastic since he's come in, and you know, Ted was great for the couple of weeks he was here, but we always knew that it was going to be a very short term. I think some of the players tried to persuade him to stay on, but I think he has very different goals in mind at this stage of his life. But he still stays in touch and takes a real keen interest on how the guys are going, both with Leinster and with Ireland as well.
What does Stuart bring, like, in terms of game plan, and, you know, just the conversation that you're having with him?
He brings a lot to the environment, just in terms of the experience that he's had at the high end, how you prepare teams in that short window. So he's used to having guys that are used to working in the club environment. He's trying to get them together from all different clubs. So, you know, he's, you know, international coach is even more challenging in that regard. So you have to keep the plan very specific. So he's been very good in that regard. You know, Stuart is, you know, he's a real student of the game. He's a student of, like, you know, of sport in many ways. He's a lot of, one of the real attractions, you know, talking to Stuart when we met, was, you know, the amount of different experiences that he's had picked up from his time since England, you know, in other sports. Obviously he's spent a bit of time in New Zealand as well,
in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, he spent time in New Zealand as well with some teams. The relationship he has even with Andy Farrell, the fact that they've worked together, and, you know, they still talk on a regular basis, and, you know, so from a defensive point of view, you know, we're watching the Irish games, understanding the system, and trying to, you know, we're tweaking things slightly, but at least the players understand the language, and, you know, there's really good continuity there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in so many areas, Stuart. He's been a great addition to the group.
Do you know if he's going to stay yet?
I think he's. I think we're all reasonably keen to progress, and we're working away behind the scenes, and yeah, it's looking reasonably positive at the moment without being able to announce anything.
Yeah, okay. In terms of this Wasp game this weekend, you've obviously known about it for a long time, and in the meantime, you've got to make sure that you win those league games, because that's kind of bread and butter, and also it breeds confidence, and you get to try out combinations for all sorts of reasons. It's really important. But when do you start obsessing about the Wasps game? Is it the moment the draw is made and you're thinking, okay, well, let's get every bit of tape we can about these guys, and everybody has to portion off a part of their week, like, since that draw was made?
The way it's unfolded, so yeah, the quarterfinals unfold. We played first in that last round, and then you're just sitting at home and watching the permutations unfold. Knowing even in the coach's box at the end of the game, we were going through the permutations of the draw. So just making sure that we had a fair idea that that was going to get us a home quarterfinal at that stage versus, you know, pushing on to try and win the game late, you know, because we get a penalty and we're, what do we do? Do you kick the ball off? And you're trying to get those messages on so players understand. And they had a pretty good handle on it at the time. And obviously then you watch unfold and, you know, okay, we're going to have Wasps now, watching their game against Zebra away that weekend and watch some of their games since. But yeah, like the way that it breaks up, because we had a, Leinster had a week off and then you're in for a week we're together prepping, 4 weeks of games. But then again, you're dealing with a different group of players, and you're trying to maximise as many points we can. And you know, we were lucky; we maxed out with 20 points, which is great during that period. Which, you know, it's so tight at the top of the league, the top three teams in particular. You know, we've sort of been floating around, but obviously just to sneak back into the top of the league is great. But we've a very tough running, very very tough running of games, which is challenging because, you know, puts added pressure. But, you know, we just need to make sure we stay in that top two come towards the end of the season, because, you know, it's a big difference between playing the home and away in those semi-finals, and similar to obviously the home quarter-final. We hope that, you know, it's, you know, you're playing on a big stage.
Yeah.
Big occasions. Like, it comes down to small margins, and maybe it is just the difference of home comforts. But, you know, we just need to make sure we're fighting for every available point so we're get ourselves in that possible position. But, yeah we've... You're keeping an eye on teams that you're going to face down the line, just like we would be in even in the league. You know, there's a couple of teams around hovering around the top four that you know that there's a good chance we'll play these teams again.
So you keep the research and analysis kind of on an ongoing basis about those teams.
Absolutely.
Just on that philosophical point, like, are you dictated by the players you have available to you, or does your team always play to a system? One of the bits of analysis of Ireland was that it didn't really matter who was coming off the bench in the England game, because they'd all been part of the system for so long that they understood exactly what their role was. And I wonder if that's the same. I mean, because you've got such a different talent pool. Certain players are very capable of doing some things and other players are particularly brilliant at one aspect of the game. What's your philosophy on that?
We would have a slightly different way that we'll approach the week. You know, everyone has the same amount of time in theory. It's what are you spending those blocks of time on? So you analyse other teams, and you know they obviously have to cater for their strengths. So yeah, we'd obviously do things slightly different to other teams. Some things you do the same, but yeah, it's making sure we've enough players that are comfortable. That's the way we want to play. And you know, one of the amazing things for us, and one of the things we've worked and this last window in particular that we're in, where you're missing a whole chunk of players and you invest a lot of time in a lot of the academy players and younger players that we have, so that they are able to fit into the way we want to play.
How do you describe how you want to play? What?
Comfortable in chaos, I guess, is probably the best way of describing it. So players are able to make decisions. And you know, players that want to play and you know showcase their talents and play with an attacking intent, and make life difficult for teams when we have the ball, and make life difficult for teams when we don't have the ball as well.
So that doesn't really matter who the personnel is. Ultimately, if they have that mindset going into a game, you'll be happy enough with whoever takes the field.
Yeah, but you want to be able to see them in training, be able to play that type of game, because you know it is a challenge on the players, and it puts them under stress.
It's hard to replicate that in training. Like, it's hard to replicate what it's going to be like in the Aviva next week.
Stuart's testing them to the very limit at the moment, and he has done over the last couple of months. So it's guys are working hard at training, and I think they see that when they work hard in training, they get rewards, and the games look a little bit easier for them when they're actually out there playing.
Yeah, that leads me then to the final part. It's very difficult to bring people back who've been out of the system for 4 or 5 weeks when you're racking up nearly an average of 40 points, and it's like, oh, I'm going to have to sit somebody here, somebody who's just done really well for Ireland, or somebody who's just done really well for me.
Oh yeah, you see those guys, some guys from Ireland came back this week, and you know, you see the quality of players that those guys, like some of those players, the quality that they have, you know, and the talents that they showcase when they play. And yeah, it's going to be a good, healthy, competitive environment at the moment, and hopefully will be for the rest of the season. Obviously, there's always challenges with injuries, etc., but you know, we'll try and manage the group as best we possibly can. So come the big games, and there's going to be hopefully plenty of them, that we're in good shape.
Is part of the success of this season down to the incredible injury crisis you had at the start of last season, where a bunch of players who most people outside of Leinster hadn't really heard of are now not quite household names, but on the way to like regular hat-trick scorers, or now 9 or 10 caps into an Ireland career?
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult challenge in terms of, you know, you've got young academy players and you've got to get them that experience, and there's no way getting that overnight, you know, so you've got to spend the time, invest. You know, we're not going out making 10 signings or 15 signings from outside every year. We're investing a lot of time in the guys that are in the building, and obviously a lot of investment of resources goes into getting those guys into the building in the first place, whether that's through, you know, the schools, underage systems, and the clubs and the youths, and you know, trying to get good quality guys. And you know, the work that goes on, you know, in the schools and clubs is fantastic, and obviously we're the lucky beneficiary of a lot of that good work that does go in. So but then once they get in, it's important that we invest a hell of a lot of time with those guys as well. And you know, the work that goes on in the academy is hugely important. But yeah, trying to get them the game time then, you know, is a challenge. But yeah, like, we gave a lot of guys their European debut in, what is it, round five against Bath here last year. And you know, a lot of those guys went on to get capped for Ireland in the following November. So it's that's the gradual progression.
Good stuff, yeah. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much.
Off the ball.
Get all the best bits at newstalk.com/offtheball.
Newstalk 106 to 108.